there's a halakha that happens a lot on Shabbatot, and people are not aware of it, and it needs to be clarified. Some of them had to eat fish on their Shabbat or on Shabbat day itself as an appetizer, and then they go into the regular seuda, which is besari. They have meat or they have chicken. Now it's clear that you're not allowed to eat fish and meat or fish and chicken together, that we discussed in the previous halakha. The Gemara says that that can lead to sakana. It's an unhealthy situation, and since it's unhealthy, the halakha bans them to be together. But the halakha also mandates that after a person eats fish, before he goes into the meat meal, he must wash his hands. Hakam Avadya holds that one should be strict even if he used a fork, where he didn't actually touch the fish with his hands. Like most people, they have the fish in the plate, they have a bezlek, but still, since he's going from one to the other, he should make the tilat yadam. That doesn't have to mean he has time for bread. That means just for cleanliness, just to rinse his hands off, just in case there shouldn't be any residue. Similarly, he should wash the outside of his mouth to make sure that there's no residue of the fish. That's what's mashma in the Ben Ish Chai, in Parashat Pinchas, in Halakha Chet, in the second year. And one also has to rinse his mouth out from the inside. It means one should take some water and gargle his mouth out, and take some food in between, like a piece of bread. That's the halakha. So it's a whole process from going from fish to meat. Again, it's the chadayim, the chisad panav mebachutz, the chisad panav mebifnim, and to eat something in between. I'll read it to you. It's in the Yalkut and Berachot Ben on page 23. Ben basar ledagim o lahefech. Chovali tol yadav. Chovali tol yadav. Mishum dekashir ledavar acher. Tzara'a. Bahamira sekentam yisura. והוא עדין בין עוף לדגים ואף כשאוכל לדגים במזלג ראוי ליטול ידיו וכמו כן צריך לקנח ולהדיח את פיו וגם ירחוס את פיו ובחוץ so that includes all the halachot and then he says the extra that's what the Ben Ish Chai brings down וטוב שישתה מים או שאר משקים בינתיים it's better that you should drink something also besides rinsing so it doesn't mix up in the stomach. So you have like a something in between. So again, this halakha can apply in any seudah, of course, where fish is being served. But certainly on Shabbatot, people are negligent, unfortunately, when it comes to they're sitting down at the table, they have their fish, and they bring out the meat, and who gets up and goes to wash? I really according to the halakha, we proper to wash and do all the procedure as we should.